Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hey, good morning. This is Baba Jahi, and welcome to another edition of Home Based Business 101. We're glad to have you this morning. And hey, we got an exciting show for you this morning. Today's show, we're going to look at options that people can consider if they've lost their job or if they've been downsized due to layoffs. We have a special guest this morning, Ms. Leslie Truix, and a.k.a. known as the Pajama Mama, and author of the Work at Home Success Bible. And she will share some tips on working from home. And, she has a great book out and, some powerful information to be able to share with people this morning. And, we're excited about being able to bring her up and participate in today's show because, we really want to make sure that we help people out there as folks are dealing with different issues in this down, quote-unquote, down economy. Now, her book covers such following topics as the reality of living and working at home, how to get your one of the biggest things, a lot of us deal with it, working from home, is how to get the support of your spouse and your children to help you with working on your dream, how to afford to work at home, best options for working at home, how to create and find a legitimate work at home job or business. There's a lot of scams out there. How to make money online, how to make it all legal and organized, how to create a plan that works, plus she also shares with people hundreds of telecommuting resources and home business tools. So, hey, we're glad you're tuning in this morning, and stay with us, and I'm going to bring up our special guest this morning. Leslie, you on the line?
I'm here.
All right. Good morning. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great here. And, we're happy to have you on the show this morning, and, you have an interesting nickname, Pajama Mama. Tell us a little bit about that, and then you can begin to share with our listening audience, what you do and while you are, involved in home business success and opportunities and sharing it with people.
Okay. Well, I work from home, and most of the time I just roll out of bed and go to work. I don't like the hassle of when you work a regular job, you got to get out of the warm bed and into the cold shower and slip into the pantyhose or the ties or whatever, and I don't like that. I like to work comfortably, and my pajamas are the most comfortable. And sometimes, I do get dressed some point during the day, but some days are later than others.
Okay. And what, you wrote this book. You have two books out, matter of fact, Work at Home Success Bible and the other book, what was that, Jobs from Working at Home? Or I'm trying to remember the title of the other book.
Jobs at Home.
Jobs at Home, yeah. Mm-hmm. What led you to get involved with working from home?
Well, I was like a lot of women having children and wanting to spend more time with them and be the primary caregiver for them. So I set out, like a lot of women do, to find a way to earn my income from home. And I stumbled a lot along the way, and I learned a lot along the way. And I would share a lot of that. I started a website where I would share, what I had learned and what I was doing. And this was before there were really blogs, but it really was sort of like a blog at the time. And it just sort of evolved from there, where, I did a lot of different things to work at home and make money from home, and eventually that little hobby in terms of sharing what I did actually also became an income producer for me as well.
Okay. Now, when people look at working from home, and especially like right now, people are searching and trying to find things, and sometimes, we can make the mistake of I call like impulse shopping. What are some of the things that you suggest for a person that is really considering, wanting to venture into this whole field of working from home? What's some of the first steps you would sort of, advise people to do?
Well, the first thing I tell people, whether they email me or, you know, however they contact me, is that you absolutely first need to do your research and understand what working at home involves. Like you said, you know, emotions are high, and people sometimes tend to be impulsive. I was, you know, I just thought, well, I'm going to work at home, and the internet really wasn't very big at that time, so I would go to the home business magazines, and in the back, you know, there's all those classified ads to stuff envelopes and all that kind of stuff. And you sort of think, oh, that's really easy. I'm going to do that and sign up and do that. But when you do your research, when you read, you know, like the Work at Home Success Bible or go to legitimate work at home websites and read legitimate articles, you're going to discover that people who work at home, and there's a lot of them today, they're not hard to find, they don't stuff envelopes. They didn't just sign up and start making money, that they are doing real types of jobs and businesses. Often they have the same titles as they do in the traditional world. They're just doing them at home. And so by doing your research, you're going to understand, you know, what it is and what it isn't, and then you'll be able to hone in on your own set of skills, which is usually my second step, is that you need to identify and inventory all your own skills and experiences and interests, passions, all those things, and start to match and fit with what you already know how to do or really love to do.
Okay, so now when doing research, what would you say are some things that sort of can, you know, a lot of times we you know, because I've went through this a couple times where some things, you know, I checked out only to find out that really what the people were trying to get me to do was sign up for a $39 a month newsletter. You know, in other words, they had this, they dangled this carrot of, you know, of what you can make, and you know, this one is this you know, and I'm not going to call out names because I don't want anybody, you know, to you know, try to come at me for liability and stuff. But you know, you have these things where it says, you know, hey, how to never call a lead, you know, have people calling you and stuff like that, and you know, and you check it out, and you know, and but they always seem to have a kit to sell or a newsletter to sell, and you'll find yourself forking out money to just basically get files and files of reading material.
Right. Well, you have to be clear on what it is that you want. I mean, there is some excellent educational programs on the internet that can help you learn what it is you want to do. So if you are in a direct sales business and you want to build it online and you need to learn how to make leads, there, you know, there are resources that might be good. But you have to know that that's what you want to buy. And I do agree that there are some that are deceptive. I've checked out some where they'll, you know, they sort of tell you how to do it, but then they're like, use our system type of thing, because building your own system would be a lot of expense. So you sort of need to be clear. And I think that's where people sometimes get caught up, because there's a lot of things out there that are like that. I see these things listed as jobs, like data entry jobs. And when you go to them and they charge you money, really what they're teaching people is how to do affiliate marketing. Mm. Well, affiliate marketing is a very viable way to make money. But I don't like it when people pretend like they're giving somebody a job, you know, when that's not what they're actually doing. And so people need to, it can be hard, because the schemers and the scammers can get kind of tricky in terms of how they word things. And you just sort of have to learn the rules, that if you want a job, you're not going to pay money to get hired. You know, maybe you're going to pay money to access a good database or get help with your resume, but you don't have to pay money to get hired. You know, if you want a home business, you know, you need to check it out. If it's making claims, you know, verify those claims are true. Is it a product that you really like and enjoy? What are the reviews of the product? Would you buy the product if you weren't making money off of it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure it passes the pyramid test type of thing.
Okay.
And that there actually is a product or service involved. And the more you read, the more you know, the easier it is to identify those. And, of course, if you research on the internet, a lot of times I'll come across something and I'll think, that sounds interesting, I haven't heard that before. And I'll type it in, and I'll type the word scam after it in the search engine.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, stuff starts poking up, and you think, oh, okay, there you go.
Okay. Let's take a minute or two and You know, some people, you know, they're new learning about this topic called affiliate marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give some insight into affiliate marketing, how affiliate marketing programs work, and, you know, what you would suggest to folk that might be looking at that as one possible resource?
Right. Well, affiliate marketing is, like I said, a viable way. I make money through affiliates. A lot of people make obscene amounts of money through affiliates, but most people don't make obscene amounts of money. It's like any business. You have to treat it like a business. You have to work it like a business. And one of the problems out there is that a lot of the information out there makes it seem, oh, I just have to sign up for a program and start running Google AdWords. Well, if you don't really know what you're doing, you're going to lose money. The most famous affiliate program out there is probably the Amazon Associate Program because it was one of the first. And basically, an affiliate program works where if I, you know, make a suggestion or, you know, run an offer on my website, let's say a book, I really like this book and I recommend this book, and people click on my link and go buy the book from Amazon, Amazon gives me a little chunk of change. But there's hundreds of thousands of companies that offer this type of thing where if you refer people to their products or services, they'll pay you like a commission. And with the internet, it becomes really easy to do that. But again, it's not a matter of just sort of signing up and posting your link in a message board and you're going to make money. You need to have a business plan. You need to know how you're going to market it. Are you going to build a website? Are you going to use a blog? You know, how are you going to market your affiliate links? Those types of things. So it's really like a business. You need to set it up like a business where you need a plan, you need a business plan, you need a marketing plan, and you need to implement it.
Okay, so don't just go sign up to affiliate market something and figure all you're going to do is you know, click, point, and then all of a sudden there's tons of money going to start coming in.
Right. A lot of the programs make it sort of seem like that. And, you know, you could use something like Google AdWords to do it for you, but you know, I don't know if you've ever used Google AdWords, but if you don't know what you're doing, you know, let's say you're paying 10 cents a click and you get 100 clicks a day, that's $300 a month that you're paying in advertising. Well, if you're not selling, if your ads aren't converting into sales,
right,
you know, that's $300 you're out. You know?
Right.
So you really need to understand marketing, and you need to have a marketing plan just like you would if you had a direct sales business or you started a business from scratch. You know, however you do it, you need to have a plan in place.
Do you cover that in your book, The Work at Home Success Bible?
I do. I have a whole section on online income that includes affiliate programs, eBay and storefronts, information products, those types of things.
Okay, and again, folk, you know, if they go to Amazon.com, they can type in your book and it'll come up. I mean, I have it on the website for those that came to the show this morning, and you know, they can click it from there also, and you know, purchase the book. I know sometimes on Amazon.com they have like when a book is on there, they have a section like a preview where you can read a few pages out of the book, give you some insight. Is your book set up like that on there also?
Yes, you can look at the table of contents. That's the thing I always look at when I go to Amazon is the table of contents. But you can read, there's some things in there that you can read in the book or check out the index to see mm-hmm. what's there. And, yeah, it's all there.
Okay. Now, some of the other ways that people work from home, now everyone's not a computer whiz or trying to, you know, even though I recommend, you know, the internet's one of the fastest and greatest ways to me to make money. But, you know, you got some people who, you know, they're not computer savvy, quote unquote. And what are some of the other ways people can make money working at home without necessarily maybe using the internet?
Well, I think today if you have to at least be able to manage email and attach a document, because what has really made working at home explode, which is not to say that people didn't work at home before, but what was really opened up in terms particularly of employment, but even home business, is the ability to communicate quickly through things like email. So, for example, I work as a social worker for an adoption agency. Well, I'm in Virginia. My boss is in North Carolina. Well, I can't run down to North Carolina to deliver documents, right? I have to be able to email those. But pretty much everything else I do is offline. So I think people still will need to have a computer and a basic ability to work their email and to, you know, type documents and be able to attach them. But, you know, there's a lot of other things that can be done. You know, customer service, you need to use your phone. You still need to have some internet to be able to do that as well. Most of the customer service jobs do require a high-speed internet, but I think that's just sort of logging in. You know, you can start home businesses either from scratch or direct sales businesses, and you don't have to use the internet to do those types of things. So that could be, you know, if you like gardening, you could start a landscaping business, or you can teach gardening classes to children or seniors or something like that. So a lot of the same things that you could have done before the internet, you can still do now. The internet has just made it so much easier and expanded the opportunities.
Okay. I'm going to go to the phone line here. I have one of our faithful Drive Time listeners that's out there, and maybe they might be able to, you know, ask a question while they're driving. Ruth, good morning. You there?
Good morning, Baba Jaffe. Yes, I'm here. How are you today?
Fine. Great. Do you have a question for our guest this morning?
Or wow. This is a great topic. I've seen your website. How are you?
I'm
Mama.
How are you?
I'm great. What? I really have a question because I'm enjoying this information so much. Just want to thank you for being, you know, on the show this morning. But how did you get started? I guess that would be my question. What did you do before you start working from home?
Well, my background is in social work, and I did several jobs. I worked in elementary schools. I worked for public health, and I worked in adoption. And when I first wanted to work at home, I fell for a lot of this sort of scams and schemes. I tried a lot of businesses. Some did better than others. And sort of by chance, my sister, who has adopted two children, mentioned to me that her social worker worked from home. And I thought, well, I'm a social worker. I could do that. So that's when it dawned on me to, look, I already have the skills. Why am I out, you know, trying to get other certifications in areas that I'm not really that interested in? One of the things I had done was I'd gotten a real estate license, and I'm glad I don't do that anymore because the economy is so terrible. And I did that for a while, and I could do it from home, but it really wasn't what I wanted to do. So when this idea came, oh, I could work from home as a social worker, I got right on it, and I mailed agencies all throughout my state, and one of them hired me, and, you know, they were 3 hours away, and now, of course, they're a state away, and I was able to do that. And through that, I would share what I learned. And as the Internet grew, I did find work on the Internet. Many of the companies online were looking for people to do research and writing, and I had done a lot of that for a while. You don't see those types of jobs so much anymore, but as the Internet really started to expand, a lot of companies really needed to fill their databases with information, and so I did that for a little while too.
Wow, thank you. So in other words, you're saying you can hire yourself. Hire yourself. That's what I always tell people. In this economy, you know, just take what, if you're doing what you love, you can monetize it. And thank you for sharing and teaching people how to hire themselves. So I'm going to mute out, y'all, because I'm driving to work.
Thank you for tuning in once again, Ruth. And, you know, I'll be in touch with you again real soon. And, you know, that thing piece that you shared with me is starting to, take off.
So, very good. Y'all have a blessed day.
Okay, you do the same.
You know, I think Ruth is absolutely right. In this economy, people have to take control of their income. And, you know, I read a lot of financial books as well. I'm an avid reader. Even today, I'm reading stuff all the time because you just never know what little gem you're going to get. And the financial gurus, for many of them for a long time, have been talking about if you're going to be financially stable, and I'm not talking like rich. I'm talking about, you know, being able to afford your retirement and afford living today, that you have to be in control of your income. And now more than ever, that is really true. You can't expect that your job is going to be there anymore, and you can't expect that they're going to pay your retirement. So people really need to be very proactive in terms of either creating a side income from home to help them make ends meet or to create their retirement, or even if they happen to be laid off, gosh, to have, you know, that extra coming in to help them through.
Okay. You also cover topic telecommuting resources and home
mm-hmm.
business tools. Could you touch on that some for us, please?
Well, you know, telecommuting is basically work-at-home jobs where companies will hire you to work from home. And again, it's another area in which there's a lot more opportunity than there used to be. But there again, you have to be really careful. There's a lot of places out there saying they're offering jobs, but it's not a job. If it asks for money, it's not a job. If it wants you to use your personal bank account to help it do business, it's not a job. And, you know, work-at-home jobs are like traditional jobs, and they're, you know, they're called the same things: accountant, virtual assistant, you know, web designer, writer, teacher, tutor, nurse. You know, so again, you need to focus on the skills and experiences you have, and look for employers that need those skills and experience. So, you know, anytime you see something that's like, you know, sign up to do data entry or stuff envelopes, you know, those are scams. You need to avoid those.
Okay, yeah, I went to your site and I saw, you know, on, I think it was something listed from off of Craigslist where it was looking for a personal assistant. And you know, they had a job description in there and what you needed to know how to do as far as, different programs you need to know how to operate on a computer and stuff.
Right.
And it listed the amount of hours they was looking for per week, and it listed how much they was going to pay you per hour. So, I mean, in which, you know, to me it was refreshing because, I mean, a lot of these other ones, you know, I've seen where they, you know, it's vague, you know, they dangle a big old carrot, but nothing says like, okay, well, you know, 15 hours a week, 12 hours an hour, you know, I actually saw a job description, even the ones that you had listed where the people was looking for people to tutor physics, chemistry, calculus, and something else, you know, the high school's students in the area. So you want to give out some of your websites and what people can find on particular sites or a master site that leads people to some of the resources that you have amassed and put together to try to assist people.
Well, they can go to workathomesuccess.com, and the site is free. There's a free newsletter, and I deliver 20 jobs every week in the newsletter, and I post 5 a day on my blog. And I just wanted to reiterate that you're right, that, you know, finding a work-at-home job is exactly the same as finding a traditional job. You're going to need a resume, and any offer that makes it sound like you can just sort of sign up is not going to be a job. Employers are looking for people with specific skills. So, you know, I search for those and post them on my blog and my newsletter. But also, you know,
and you do that for free.
And it's free.
Yeah, your newsletter is free. You mean, yeah, I don't pay $39 a month to get your newsletter?
No. You sign up, and I even give you a couple free goodies in there. You know, if you sign up, there's some information about work-at-home jobs. Because most people come to my site, really, that's what they're looking for. But you'll also, you know, if you look in the navigation, there's a list for, you know, telecommuting information. For international folks, I've got a list of international telework associations. But even under home business, you know, there's business basics, which is, you know, what you need to know about starting a business and how to identify the best business and the things you're going to need, you know, if you're going to need permits. I don't need a business license, but most people, you know, would need to get one. Most areas require that. Things like zoning. So all of that is in there, and it's really important, again, for people to do their research. And, you know, they do their research, and then they're gonna know exactly what they're going to need to do, and they cut down the learning curve, and they get to where they want to go much faster.
All right. Oh, wow. You're giving out a lot of valuable information this morning. Could you take one of the chapters out of your book and tell us a little bit something about that chapter? Because, you know, I'd like to also for people to you know what's in the book so they can go, you know, pick up a copy, especially, you know, if people that, you know, this show is dedicated to, you know, helping people find, you know, some type of work at home, you know, success that can work for them. And since you have this book out, the Work at Home Success Bible, I mean, you know, and you're giving people free newsletters and, you know, sharing resources and stuff with folk, which is, you know, is rare. Again, it makes me feel good knowing that there's some people out here that know that, you know, that they're going to receive because they give and they help others. And when you give and help others, it comes back to you. Could you take one of the chapters out of your book and share with us something about that particular chapter?
Well, how am I going to choose? one of the things about the book is that I ended up writing the book that I wish was available when I first wanted to work at home. And I tend to be a very concrete person. I would read books and think, that sounds great, but what do I do next? And so I tried to write the book so that people would know what they would need to do. So at the end of chapters, I have what's called the Plan for Work at Home Success, and it tells them, here's what you need to do to implement this. And I guess one of the things that I really like, you know, the opening chapters are really about what's it really like to work at home. But also, there's two other things in the beginning, which is helping people identify all their skills and experience, because that really is important, that they know what they have to offer, what they can do. And people can turn hobbies and their passions into money. People do it all the time. So I really focus on that, and there's just sections that, you know, help them identify, you know, what are your hobbies, what are your passions, where did you volunteer at, you know, what were the tasks involved in your job. And I even give them sort of an idea of how they can turn those things into money, and then of course they're outlined later in the throughout the book. The other part of that is that jobs cost money, and if it's especially if it's a two income family with children, usually it's the mom makes less. Women do make less still than men. Sometimes people don't realize how much that second job costs. And so I do have information about how much it costs to work outside the home and how feasible it might be to work at home. When I finally was working at home, I made less than I made outside the home as a social worker, but I actually had more disposable income because my job outside the home took about 3/4 of my income.
Right.
To pay for the child care, to pay for the commuting,
right.
You know, and all that, the pantyhose, all
that stuff. People don't, you know, a lot of times, I've shared that with folk, too, before. A lot of times people, I say, you know, you need to value, you need to put them side by side. And, okay, if I'm working from home, if I'm going out for a regular outside job, okay, what does that require? Even if, you know, and if you live in an area where you have to have, you know, say, two automobiles because, say, you know, one of the spouses has a regular full-time job and they need a car to get to where they got to go, then you need a car to get to where you got to go. The children's got to go where they got to go. And, you know, then by the time you get home, you know, do you have enough energy to prepare dinner, or are you dominoes in it and, you know, having pizza? And I mean, the kids, they'll love that, the pizza and all that other stuff. But
right.
I mean, the cost factor, you know, of what you spend to maintain that outside job versus what you'll spend less being at home. So even though, like you said, you might make less, but it goes further because you end up with more disposable income because you're not spending money to secure, you know, the other job. And then, you know, the beauty is, you know, when you just don't feel like going in that day. You don't have to go through, you know, all of the rigmarole of going somewhere. You're not feeling great, and in most cases, I mean, not all, but in most cases, I don't know too many people that really love their job. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, I'm doing this because I got to pay bills, and then you ask them a question, well, why do you have bills? People look at you like you're crazy. But, you know, most folk that I know today really want to do something else, but they're scared because the job sort of gives them I call it a false security blanket.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are learning it even more as these places are downsizing and whatever. So I think that's a great point you brought out about the fact that it might be cheaper when it comes to disposable income and other stuff to work from home, you know, as opposed to going out.
Right. And you might get paid more, you know, depending on the job. I know, you know, I find virtual assistant jobs on the internet, and they pay $8 to $12 an hour. Well, I pay my virtual assistant $25 an hour, and she runs her own business, you know.
Mm.
So, you know, if you – because I don't hire her. She's not my employee. I use her when I need her. She runs her own business, and she charges that, and she's worth it. Because of the skills that she has and what she can do for me. So, you know, and if you have an employer, you're being paid what he thinks you're worth, or at least what he can afford, and you're really at the mercy of that. Whereas if you start your own business, and that happens a lot, and, you know, for women in particular, and, you know, I'm not putting men down or anything, but women still only get paid about 77 cents to the dollar that men do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the statistics of women starting business and how successful they are, they're doing very, very well. And I think one of the things that is highly motivating them is, you know, they want to get paid what they're earned, but they still want the flexibility to raise their family or do whatever it is they want to do.
Right.
So many women are taking their jobs and turning it into a business, and they're either earning twice as much or they're working half as much
yeah,
for the same amount. So yeah, I agree.
Yeah. You know, now you say you have a virtual assistant. What did your virtual assistant do for you?
Well, I'm a do-it-yourselfer. I'm diehard do-it-yourselfer. So it took me a long time to hire a virtual assistant. So I'm still sort of navigating in terms of letting go of some stuff. But,
okay.
For example, I might have her research stuff. Matter of fact, I asked her, can you please help me find, you know, on-air or online radio shows that we could contact that I could talk to. And I might ask her, can you please, you know, send this email out to them. She helps me with press releases and things like that. I'm thinking of maybe letting her check my email because my email's gotten really overwhelming. At the same time, you know, I like to know what's coming in, and I know I like to be involved. So I'm still sort of navigating that. And I have somebody else that when I need changes to the website, like right now I have something that needs to be changed on the site on every page, and I could do it, but it's tedious. So I hire somebody to do that, and I just say, go in and add this to every single page, and he does it for me.
Okay. Yeah, she was the one that contacted me, you know, and sent me your information, and that's, you know, that's basically how, you know, we got connected, far as, you know,
right,
being on the show. So, I mean, you know, so, I mean, again, you know, I asked you to share that because a lot of times, you know, when we start off, you know, I know I have the same thing, and I'm learning now how to delegate a little bit more, you know, because I'm just used to doing it all myself, you know. And,
right.
And it can get, you know, it can get very tedious when you start having, you know, stuff coming in from everywhere. I mean, I had to, because I do several different things, I had to create different email addresses, so as opposed to having everything come into one email box, that when I go to a certain email, I know the only thing coming into that email is specific things related to the radio show. Another email address, specific things related to the nonprofit that me and my wife have.
Mm-hmm.
Another email address specifically related to our network marketing business, because it was like, you know, trying to go through, like I said, you know, your emails. You hit your email box and you see 300 emails, and it's like,
yeah,
oh my God, where do I start?
Yeah. One of the issues I have is my website, workathomesuccess.com, has been online since 1998, and
mm-hmm.
originally you had to, if you wanted to get email, you had to put your email on the site. Well, I don't know if you know, in the early 2000s, there were these softwares that people could buy, and they could farm email off of websites, and they would just add you to their list,
mm-hmm.
and then that would get sold. So I delete maybe 80% of the email that comes in, and the tedious part is, you know, I have to look at it.
Right.
You know, I can't just sort of automatically, okay, delete all this. I have to go through them all to you know, but I do a mass delete, and it's really frustrating to have to do that. And as far as my email, I sort of went the opposite. I do have separate email accounts, but I manage most of them except for Work at Home Success through Gmail now. I forward them all to one place. because I was having a hard time checking five different email boxes. So it's sort of funny how we're opposite that way.
Right. Okay, I want to take a short commercial break here. My switchboard acts right, and so hold on.
Hey. You're about to hear about a secret. It's called The Secret of Aisle 19. Helps you save money on all of your shopping. Listen to this secret. It will definitely empower you and save you some money during these recessionary times. Are you running your shopping that you...
It was here when Sally Winters made a chance encounter with someone that was holding a secret. A secret that was going to affect the rest of her life.
There I was, my cart loaded with all the things my family needed. I was simply going to check out and go home when this person came up to me. It was really kind of strange.
Hi. I noticed you were waiting to check out, and I just had to come over here and talk to you. But you do not want to check out here.
I'm sorry. Do I know you?
Really, look, I just have a secret for you. If you take your cart and you move it over to aisle number 19, they will give you cash back on all of your purchases. But if you stay right here, you will be paying full price, honey.
Oh, come on. I don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
Well, I'll check this out.
I was amazed. She showed me her basket full of stuff and showed me the bills and a handful of cash. Well, that really started me thinking.
The decision Sally made next was going to be the biggest of her life. She followed this mysterious woman to aisle 19 and soon discovered the secret. There was nobody in line. She placed her items on the belt. And incredibly, the cashier handed her a pile of cash. As the cashier whispered the next secret, Sally grew very still. You see, she was uncovering one of the most important secrets of all. Sally was told that you had to be invited to use aisle 19, just as the mysterious woman had invited her. She discovered that hundreds of stores like Walmart, Home Depot, and many others, all have a checkout aisle 19. So no matter where she shopped, she had to make sure and check out secret aisle.
I started thinking, now that I know the secret of aisle 19, would I ever check out at another aisle again? I don't think so. That wouldn't make any sense.
You have just been given the secret of aisle 19. Just think of that. All of the money that you're currently spending on toilet paper, toothpaste, food, health subscriptions and prescriptions, and just all of your consumer dollars that you're spending right now, you can start getting cash back by using aisle 19. But remember the other part of the secret. You have to be invited. Well, this is Baba Jahi, and I'm inviting you to check out aisle 19. Call us at 252-977-6834. He can put cash back in your pocket today, not tomorrow, today. JAHITRAVELSITE at yahoo.com. Thank you for listening to this. And now that you've learned the secret, do something with it.
Okay, people, that's, again, the secret of aisle 19. Basically, there's 600 stores on aisle 19, stores you're already shopping at. There's no cost to get an aisle 19 account. It's free. It's just that you have to be invited, and once you're invited, you'll be giving a PIN code number to log in to aisle 19 as a guest of the person that invited you, which would be me in this case, and then you set up your Aisle 19 online shopping mall. Again, there's no cost. You're basically recycling dollars. Have several clients that are, you know, to shop at Walmart anyway, Home Depot, Office Depot, Staple. I mean, it's over 600 stores that are connected to Aisle 19, and you go through your Aisle 19 portal. You purchase the things that you're already purchasing. And because, you know, in most cases you're buying them from stores that are out of your state, you pay no sales tax, and in some cases you get free shipping and you get cash back on your spending. So, hey, it's a way to save dollars, and again, it's no cost. It's a free service, but you have to be invited. And thank you for listening to Aisle 19, and I hope I get some calls from some people. Okay, let's go back to Leslie as we get ready to wrap up the show for today. We're down to, I think, about 3 minutes left. And any closing comments or things you'd like to share as we wrap up, Leslie?
Well, I just like to reiterate to people that if they really want to work at home, they can do it, but they first need to start with the research and really understand what's involved. It's really the only way that they're going to be able to decipher what's real and not what's not real out there. And, I mean, that's just so important. I get email every day asking me, do I have a list of companies where they can stuff envelopes? And I think, you know, my book, every book, every legitimate website is going to tell them there is no job stuffing envelopes. So, you know, start with the research first.
Yeah, I remember when I first saw that the stuffing envelope piece about, must have been about 5 years ago, you know, and I went online. I said, wow, this is great. You know, he stuffed envelopes, you know. I mean, I literally read it, thought it, you know, I was going to them gullible people. I really thought that they actually meant they was going to send me, you know, a bunch of stuff, put in some envelopes, you know, put the stamps on them, mail them out, and then they was going to, you know, pay me such and such, you know. And then
right.
when I got the materials, it was like I had to pay a fee
right.
to go on to a site to make inquiries to people about possibly being able to do something for them.
Right.
And what they really were selling was a list.
Right. And, of course, now the online version is called email processing, where it's the same thing. You're just sort of perpetuating the same thing. And I fell for it. You know, a lot of people do fall for it. But if you do your research first, you'll know not to fall for it. And, you know, the other part of that is really keeping your emotions in check and try to keep your think with your head and not with your heart. You know, when you want to be home with your children or you want to leave your job or you're sick of commuting or whatever, you know, sometimes you see something like that and you just think, oh, it's the answer, it's the answer. But, you know, think of common sense. Have you ever met anybody who makes a living stuffing envelopes? Nobody has, because nobody does. And that's a lucrative job, according to the ads. So,
right.
you know, really try to keep that in check. And you know, it's not cost-effective for companies to send stuff out to be stuffed. It's cheaper to hire somebody to do it in-house, or there's machines that do it. So, yeah, that's really important to try and but, you know, most people get suckered at least once, and hopefully only once.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the thing. Hopefully only once. I mean, I look at stuff, you know, and you know, it's just like these calls. I get these calls at times that people are calling and says, great news. We're going to be able to lower your interest rate on your credit card. Did you know you have to such, and I'm saying, what credit card? I don't even have one. So how are you going to lower interest rate on a
right.
card I don't have?
I have that with those car, you know, your warranties running
yeah,
out.
Your warranties
car,
expired.
But I have a phone with that comes with my adoption work. It was given to me by the agency. So that phone doesn't have a car, you know. There's no car associated with that. And I'm like, why are they calling me about that? So
Yeah. So it's important, as you, again, you said, you know, think with our mind and not with our heart. And all of that. Hey, it's been great having you on. And, you know, I look forward to bringing you back again. Somewhere in the near future, and you know, maintaining a relationship, you know, as a resource person, because I like to be able to connect people to resources that they can take advantage of. And I mean, especially like, you know, you're posting, you know, real live jobs that people can apply for, and you're giving out a free newsletter. And I know a lot of these people, you know, they would charge people $29. just to give them a list and a job, not even knowing whether the person's going to be able to get one or not. So,
right.
You know, I think you're doing a great job. And, you know, hey, I hope people pick up the book. And, hey, have you back again soon.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. You have a great day. And, you know, hey, thanks for being on the air. You've been a blessing to our show this morning.
Well, thank you.
All right. That'll wrap up this morning's edition of Home Based Business 101. And join us Thursday as we have Jose Vegas, and he will be sharing information from his book called Mental Salvation, Freedom on Earth, how to take and really use our mind to do the things that we want to do. Hey, until next time, this is Bobby Jahi. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in.